Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of five-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner, I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular price order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boosts of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
Hey, welcome everybody to the first episode of Beyond the Bell here on Fightful. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by my co-host, Rich Stambolian. What's going on, Rich?
Just Rich.
Just Rich.
Just Rich. What's going on, Andrew? As I like to call you, the hairy assassin.
You know, I got to tell you, already we're started, right?
Yeah.
We have started the show. I like that, by the way.
I know.
That is so good.
It came to me so in the middle of the night.
Our producer has already messed up the show because his mouse, he doesn't understand that he can't have the mouse on the screen when I'm trying to pull up stuff. So look, every time I go to do it, oh, there it goes. There it is. There's our logo. Guys, super excited to be here today. This is awesome. For people who don't know us, which I'm sure there's a ton of people that have no clue who we are. We've been doing this for about 12 years now,
yeah.
Right? Matt Men started about 12 years ago. We cover all things professional wrestling.
I like it.
You know, the show's become kind of wrestling adjacent, and Rich and I have wanted to do something for quite some time now. Something outside of Mat Men. And obviously, I do stuff with The Observer, and Sean and I have been speaking about doing something for Fightful for, I mean, like 4 or 5 years.
I know.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's been, this conversation has happened so many times, and you know, I thought it was perfect timing. Fightful's on fire. Sean is really the best of the best at this point when it comes to wrestling coverage.
Solid guy.
At the level. And I'm going to tell you guys a story about Sean, okay? And then we'll start making fun of him. No problem. he can make fun of us, but I'm going to get a little sappy here.
Sure.
No pun intended.
Ooh.
When we first started breaking wrestling news, nobody had a clue what we were talking about. Because we would only talk about it on the podcast.
Right.
We would never go and tweet it. The first and only person that legitimized us with the stories that we were breaking was Sean.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel there are a lot of people that are enemies in this business when it comes to covering pro wrestling and wrestling media.
Yeah.
There is a lot of weirdness with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Never from Sean.
No.
Never from the guys at Observer.
No.
I've had a great relationship with both, and it was finally time to do this. Also, Joel Pearl, big advocate for us. Jeremy, advocate for us. Kate, a huge advocate for us over at Fightful. Everybody's been so amazing with us. So I thought, listen, let's do this. Let's try it.
Absolutely.
This could end up becoming like Barstool on ESPN.
Sure.
One and done. I don't think it's going to be that. I think we're going to have a lot of fun here. We're going to do this every week, 10:30 Eastern, here on the Fightful YouTube channel, also on Twitter. I have to figure out how to get it on the Fightful Twitter, but we're also on Twitter. Got a couple hundred people there. Let's go into this. Rich, first of all, thank you for joining me.
Hey.
We've done this journey for a long time, you and I.
Always.
This is a lot of fun here, but WrestleMania weekend was tremendous. I had a blast night one. I had people over. We had a little party here.
Yes.
It got wild. I don't want to talk about it on this show. We'll talk about it on our other show.
I just don't want to. You're like, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
But what did you think of WrestleMania?
I enjoyed it. Listen, I think, you know, we always say this. It really is a matter of how you watch the show. Night one, a lot of folks were like, it was kind of lukewarm, right?
I thought night two was a much better show.
Night one, I had so much fun. I think we all had a lot of fun, you know, eating, drinking, joking around, watching wrestling. It was great. You know, did I sit down and reanalyze night one?
Nothing.
I didn't. No.
Yeah.
I was like, that was a good memory. I had a great time. I know Andrew's not going to want to talk about it. and, you know, you move on. Night two, I thought was great. Again, I had my plan. I watched it in my own way and I fell asleep, but that's okay because, listen. It happens.
It happens. I get it.
It happens.
I actually, I enjoyed night two so much more than night one because I watched it in bed. You know, I did the Observer show. And my wife's like, where do you want to watch? Do you want to watch it upstairs? The kids are like, let's go watch it upstairs. I said, great. The kids loved it. I had a couple drinks. We're hanging out. I did some takeout. It was a very different experience of watching, but I got to analyze it more on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Than on Sunday, I'm sorry, right. Compared to Saturday. Because it's you know, there's so much hoopla happening here. But I thought it was a great show. Main event. Let's talk about this.
Main event night one.
Let's talk about the main events, and then we'll go into everything else. Yeah, main event night one, a little long.
It was long. It was fun. You know, I think they did what they had to do. And I feel like night one had a great end of show, I thought. You know, Sami Zayn beating Gunther was great. We all saw the writing on the wall with The Rock and Roman beating Cody and Seth, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, what would you have said if Cody won clean and they were like, guess what? Just tomorrow night, it's just going to be a straight up match.
Dude, it really was a straight up match, though.
It started very straightforward.
Yeah, and we got some great super chats in here, which we're going to hit on. Chi-Town Spurs, $10. He said, I had people over night one and was kind of meh. Yeah, you know what? I felt that way, but it was so distracting having people over.
Oh,
where
yeah,
you're
yeah,
not
yeah.
really watching. Like, it's a lot of ball busting that happens at my house.
Yes.
And the people that were here were pretty rough on each other. So I think we were just like, just goofing off. I mean, I don't even want to talk about the FaceTimes that we were happening.
Multiple FaceTimes.
Yeah, yeah. We'll multiple talk about FaceTimes. Some of those.
I think we both made Alex uncomfortable.
We made very.
We kept rubbing his head.
We did make Alex uncomfortable. But he says, a lot of people put off the sheer amount of ads and the slow pace of the general night two seemed like each match had a higher fun factor. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot to do it that way. And I get that.
Also, it was a little cold there.
It was freezing compared to night two. Night two was nice. It was 60 degrees.
Even Cody on Today yesterday, the show named Today, he was on as the guest. And he was like, by the way, people think the ring's heated. It's not. It was freezing.
They had him heated, didn't they?
He was like, the ring's not.
He's
like,
it doesn't work.
There's no heating the ring.
You're blowing like 60 degree air on 45 degrees. It's not really doing much. Cadillac Carson in the chat. Andrew and Rich, the Forbidden Door of Wrestling Podcasts. Listen, man, why can't we all just get along?
Exactly.
This is the most fun sport you could talk about. It's predetermined.
It really is. It really is. It really, really is. And, you know, we have a lot of fun here. Let's go through these super chats real quick. We got Louisville. $2. Will there be bagels? No bagels.
No bagels,
today.
But we got coffee.
We got coffee. Mod Revolver, $1.99. Welcome to Fightful, my babies. Thank you very much. Let's see. We got Michael Redden, $5. It's happening, my beautiful babies.
That's a thing, by the way, for people that don't know.
The Beautiful Babies.
The Beautiful Babies. That's like our thing for Mad Men, if people don't know.
We're going to inject our weird shit into this, by the way.
Yeah, little by little.
Little by little. Kim Gray, $1.99. Happy day one, guys. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Cadillac Carson, friend of the show. And we got $2 from Miss Kate Fabe. I'm so excited you guys are here.
She was one of the reasons why we're here.
Yeah.
She's one of the first people. I was like, why aren't you doing anything with us at FIFA? I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, we should. So let's talk about it. Night one, main event, tag match. I want to talk about Raw, and I want to kind of go into the CM Punk stuff also here today.
Oh, for sure.
This is not going to be the final format of the show.
No.
Just letting you guys know. This is a little introduction to what we do. It's cool. You have The Rock out there. Big intro. The intros themselves are like 20-something minutes.
Yeah.
The match was 43 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The night two overall was much better.
I thought it was way more fun. Do you want to go into night two? Because it seemed like it was a more condensed show.
Yeah, it was nice and tight.
You know, like that Philadelphia street fight was a lot of fun.
Bubba showed up
as the special guest referee. They did the table spot, you know.
Yeah. Like Snoop Dogg on commentary.
Snoop Dogg on commentary was, I got to say, I was very entertained.
I don't understand half of what he was talking about, but it was fine. I was okay with it.
LA Knight defeated AJ Styles. Listen, Logan Paul beating Kevin Owens and Randy Orton to defend his United States Championship, that was a hell of a lot of fun.
Well, SummerSlam's in Cleveland.
Okay.
So him and Orton would be fantastic there.
Forget it. I tweeted on Sunday night that Logan Paul is the WWE version of Kenny Omega.
Logan Paul, I mean, you know what?
Think about it.
I hate that, and I get it at the same time.
Exactly. Listen, I said what I said. And I'm sticking to it. It's true. It's not a knock on anybody, but I think that's the ultimate WWE-fied version of who that guy is.
Who that guy could be.
Who that guy could be. You know?
Yeah.
Say what you want about the dude. He's talented too.
Very talented.
Bayley beating Io Sky, fantastic.
Big moment for Bayley.
Huge moment.
Yeah.
And also, which is interesting, it's not in the notes. Oh, there we go. Opening the show. Drew McIntyre beating Seth Rollins with the cash in from Damian Priest. Well deserved.
Your camera not working.
Oh. Listen, sometimes I broadcast from the abyss.
So do I get up and change it now? Break this? I have to.
You kind of have to. I mean, like, listen.
All right, you keep talking. It's a mystery desk here.
I could be in the darkness for a little bit.
Yeah.
If you want to...
You know what? Rich is in the darkness. Here you go.
I'm in the darkness. This is my shot right now. Coming to you live from this is Beyond the Bell. So I'm coming to you from the great beyond the bell. Listen, I think Damian Priest cashing in on that title, fantastic. He deserves it. That dude's been around forever. I remember we were big Ring of Honor guys when he was Punishment Martin. There we go. I'm back.
There we go.
I'm back. I hopped through the portal and I'm back. Punishment Martinez in Ring of Honor. We were fans.
Yeah.
Him getting signed to WWE, thought was a great move. And he's been nothing but money.
Dude, what a great story for him, right? Like, what a fantastic story. The dude, he was a local indie guy, changed his entire look, went to WWE, you know, and everybody said, well, they'll never put a title on him. He's older. He's not that young. WWE's only looking for young talent. Mm-hmm. And totally was not the case here with him.
Yeah.
He changed everything about him. He looks like $1 million, and now he's a world champion.
Right.
Last year, he headlined with Bad Bunny.
I think that's what made him the made guy.
You think the Bad Bunny stuff?
The most, I was going to say the most expensive singer on the planet.
Yeah.
I would say, like, you know, he is the most popular performer on Earth. And for him to trust Damian Priest and for the company to say, like, hey, we know you're not going to hurt this guy. I think that really helped the perception of him backstage.
Yeah.
You know?
Incredible. I mean, it was incredible. So, you know, the Drew business, and I always look at the perspective of non-wrestling fans.
Mm-hmm.
When I know something, you know, I have my taste. I know what's good. I know what's not. But us and our viewers too, right?
Yeah.
In the chat room. Our taste is very different, and the things that excite us is very different than someone that is not even a casual fan, just someone that drives by, like my wife.
Good example. Right? Great example.
My wife does drive-by viewing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She saw that the piece of business that they did at the end of the Drew McIntyre match, right? And where he goes and he says hello to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that camera kind of panned behind him, and they kind of show Punk a little bit in the back.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, that was actually, I've never seen him do that before. Yeah. And the off mic comments, you know, it just, it looked so good where they're blurring blurring that even to the point that I know and most people know, you're kind of stopping and you're saying, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? I need to hear. Is this real?
Right. Right.
I mean, listen, I know that they're not going to start going fisticuffs, right? But a little bit of that goes in the back of your head.
Yeah.
Which is great storytelling. I thought it was fun.
I do love that aspect of pro wrestling where you think to yourself, ooh, is this real? The Paul Heyman speech from the Hall of Fame, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
Really brought, when he busted out the hat and the jacket.
Yeah.
It brought me back to high school where all my buddies who were into wrestling would sell ECW as like, yo, it's wrestling, but guess what? This is real. And you, for a couple of years there, you were like, ah, this is real.
Yeah.
You believe it, you know?
It's fantastic stuff. Main event, right? Let's go into this. Bloodline rules match. Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes for the world title. If you notice, the Universal's getting dropped here. They dropped it on night two. They didn't refer to it as the Universal title. They called it the Undisputed title, which on the actual title, it doesn't say Universal. It says Undisputed. It's always said Undisputed on this gold version. So I think this is the transition into dropping that ridiculous name.
I think they announced it. I think Samantha Irving last night announced it as the Undisputed Universal.
She said Undisputed Champion, WWE Champion. Cody called it the Universal, but I think that was a slip.
Very confusing.
Very confusing. Very confusing. But I thought this was interesting. For it was less gimmicks than I thought. I thought this whole thing was going to be just run-ins.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. They actually had a straight-up nice, normal match, which I really liked. The end was great. Everybody came out. Yeah. I thought Austin was going to come out. I was convinced.
I was also convinced. I like the way they did it, though. It was a lot of stuff.
It was good. It was a lot of stuff. It was fun. It was exciting.
It was big. It was as big as it was supposed to be.
Cody got that big moment. Awesome.
Ridiculous.
Awesome for him.
Very emotional. Did you get emotional?
You know what? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And I didn't think I would. Because I've been tired of Cody crying.
He's a great cry guy.
He's a great cry guy.
Great cry guy. I choked up a lot when Samantha Irving couldn't get the words out.
She couldn't put the words out.
And then when Michael Cole looking him right in the eyes and going, I love you. You know? You got to think about that. And they mention it a lot.
Yeah.
This dude grew up backstage. So a lot of these folks have known Cody since he was a child.
Yeah.
That's got to be a weighty thing.
It has to. He brought up Bruce Pritchard, which got like groans from the audience.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody has their relationships.
Yeah.
And everybody's thankful for certain things. And Bruce obviously was instrumental in Cody going back there.
Yeah.
And this was a guy that was not getting title shots in the company that he co-founded, essentially. What a mistake that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's the biggest name in the business. He's the man.
He's the face.
He's the face of that company.
He is the face. And he's bringing his guys over, I think.
He's bringing his guys over.
You know, Jade, great example. She was part of the Nightmare Factory.
She was part of the Nightmare Factory. And then Ricky was in the crowd watching.
Ricky was in the crowd. Dustin was back there.
I don't know what the deal with Ricky's deal is, but
wouldn't it be nuts if Dustin won the AEW championship? I was thinking that,
you know. I wonder if they're going to lean into that a little bit.
I'd be okay with that. Even if it's stunt booking, I would be okay with that for him to have like one week.
But you know what the conversation's going to be. Oh, look at that. Half-ass job, you know. They're just trying to ride WWE, which they already have a big problem on Wednesday, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
Do we have a couple more super chats here?
Oh yeah,
all right, let's go through them before we go into the next segment.
We got one from JD. $2. Nice. Love you guys. Congrats on leveling up.
Thank you.
Thanks, JD.
Thank you, local
boy.
He is a local boy.
Kim Gray, another $1.99. No shame. I cried when Cody won. Yeah, no shame. It was very, very emotional. I got choked up during that package yesterday, too.
Wednesday's non-title, by the way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got choked up during that video package that Triple H presented him with.
Yeah, dude. It was great. He brought out TVs like it was middle school. It's the last day of middle school. Mm-hmm. There's a holiday. What are we watching? Shrek.
You're going to watch Shrek and then Rudy.
Can you imagine? He just put on a movie. He's like, listen, we all worked hard last night. We're all going to watch a movie now.
Rudy was mine in high school when, like, I feel like it was the one VHS tape they had. And I went to a Catholic school, so they were like...
I was telling my wife yesterday, Ninth grade health class, okay, last day, the teacher's like, we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
By the way, went to New York City public school, okay?
Yeah. What do you think, you're better than me?
What do you think? What do you think, you're better than me? I went to public school.
Uh-huh.
He puts on, he's like, listen, we all wanted to watch, I think it was the Chappelle, like the first Chappelle, Killing Them Softly.
Wow, okay.
Okay? So like what, this is 2001,
wow,
right?
Yeah.
Or 2000, whatever it was. And he's like, no, we can't watch Dave Chappelle. But I'm going to put on my favorite comic.
Okay.
Super clean, not controversial, Bill Cosby.
Oh, boy.
And it was the one with the Spanish fly joke.
Wow.
Now yeah. Looking, and I was telling my wife that. I'm like, isn't that something?
That's, yeah, it's wild. It was just Rudy for us.
Just Rudy. Just no, Rudy. We got Bill Cosby.
Glassdoor Gamer, $2 Canadian. Any WBD AEW news? Congrats on the new show. Thanks, man.
They are actively negotiating.
It is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're actively negotiating. I got some bad news. I'm going to wait, though.
Okay.
Let's get through this when we talk about AEW.
Okay.
Actually, it's not terrible. It's not terrible, but uh-huh. It's not...
Okay.
You know what it is.
The hairless ass and strikes again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like we were saying, I think Starks would be a tremendous asset to NXT. I think if he comes over, have that guy be the NXT champ for a little bit. Have him work with all those guys.
Who?
Starks.
Starks. Dude, yeah. I think Starks is fantastic. It's unfortunate how much talent is over there.
Right.
And how it's kind of getting lost.
It's not, you know, that's the thing. Like, here's another thing that if you guys have never seen us do anything on Mad Men, we don't like to poo-poo on wrestling. We like to keep it positive. So, you know, like, we love both companies. We love watching all of professional wrestling. But you got to think about this. Let's say you're a Ricky Starks and you walk into that sold-out WrestleMania.
Oh, obviously, you're feeling something.
You're probably like, yo, this shit is effing cool. Yeah. You know, like, this is big, you know? They do big...
Really well.
Very well.
Well, 20,000 people. I mean, they announced 20,000. I'm sure it was close to 20,000.
Yeah.
That building was jam-packed. Their 18th, 17th straight sellout for TV. I can't remember the last time they did that. Probably you're going 1999.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that's true. I'm sure somebody, our producer probably figured that out for us by the end of the show. Caden Lee in the chat, 21 Jump Street during my finals. That's what they watched. That's what they watched. Let's talk about some of the facts from WrestleMania.
Let's do it.
Night one was 72,543 announced. Night two was 72,755. Overall, 145,000 plus for WrestleMania. WWE also put out a little press release today. Most watched WrestleMania of all time.
Sure.
Biggest gate. They hit all those bullet points.
Yeah.
Over and over again. I think the number for the weekend was over 200 and something thousand that they announced last night on Raw.
How crazy is that?
Which, you know, forget. I obviously a lot of those are repeats, but forget about that. That is incredible to achieve. What a 180 from a couple of years ago.
I think this is the litmus test for the future. You know, like just
has to be
just all the new champs. You know, Cody was. This was my joke the other day. Cody was talking about Triple H ushering in a new era.
Yeah.
I think it's like the Sweet Boy era. All those guys are super
what a
nice.
Great, yeah, what a great baby face.
Right?
What a sweet guy.
Cody, Sammy, everybody in the ring celebrating with Cody at the end of the night. Punk joking around with Cena.
Yeah.
Orton, giant smile on his face.
Dude, I thought like Punk's about to low blow Cody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give him the finger, just walk out. I was like, for like a split second, I thought it.
For a split second, I thought Orton was going to... RKO him when he was on the shoulders of Sammy and Jay.
Yeah. thumbs up, thumbs down. Can you imagine if Triple H came out and did the thumbs down on him?
That would have been amazing. Smiling Orton makes me a little bit uncomfortable because it's so unnatural to see. You know, he's always scowling. That guy's a good scowler.
Scott George in our chat room, he said it was 201,000 plus.
Wow.
That's still incredible, guys. Incredible.
Yeah. Big numbers.
Listen, Damian Priest, first Puerto Rican world champion since Pedro Morales.
How crazy is that?
50 years ago.
How crazy is it? And he's a New Yorker.
He's a New Yorker.
Makes it even better.
Listen, my kid, did you see Hunter, what he wore to school today?
Yes.
Big Puerto Rican flag shirt.
Yeah.
Waving the Boricua flag.
Mm-hmm.
Issa would be thrilled. Roman Reigns, combined time for his two matches was 78 minutes. This was longer than his last three TV televised matches going back to SummerSlam of last year, 75-30. Great stuff. I thought this was great. Rich, let's go into Raw after Mania.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Triple H kicked off the show by introducing Cody as the new champion. Cody came out to a gigantic "You Deserve It" chant. The feeling in the room must have been electric. They did the video package, thanked the fans, put over Roman, of course. Yeah. Got a "Thank You, Roman" chant from the fans.
Yeah.
What an interesting guy.
Roman?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what was... I had no idea, and I don't think anybody else did. Pat McAfee on commentary during that match mentioned that he's still actively fighting leukemia, in however words he put it. I don't remember. And I was like, I wonder if that was a slip. I wonder if he just slipped on that messaging, right? And we find out in the press conference afterwards that he is still actively on oral chemo.
Wow.
And most likely will be on and off it for the rest of his life. And you're thinking, just the caliber of how he looks and how hard he has to work to look like that. Being on chemo, listen, there's no such thing as no side effects.
Right.
Okay? No such thing. And this guy, by looking at him, you would say he's incredible. Mm-hmm. He looks unbelievable. Just what a performance from Roman. He should be very proud of this. The longest reigning championship in decades. And here's the fascinating thing, right? When you break down that top three or four in WWE, you got Bruno, the beginning of Vince Sr., essentially, right? Like that big run.
Yeah.
Backlund, the end.
Right.
Hogan, the beginning of Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Roman, the end.
Yeah.
And now we have gone into that new Triple H era where Cody is the man.
The Renaissance era.
It is now the Renaissance era, whatever you're going to call this. Let's see. It's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we've spoken about WWE like this in many, many, many years, and that's great to see.
Hopefully everybody stays healthy.
Sorry, continue, Rick.
No, don't apologize. So, you know, you get all this adulation. Cody's getting his flowers. The Rock interrupts. Booze. Right? Very awkward moment. I felt like
Can I hold, if you hold it, I want to hold yours, okay? On three, like that? That awkward?
Listen, I'm giving myself the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I didn't get it, but as I was watching it, I was like, where is this going
now? The New York City in me? I thought he was robbing him.
Give me that belt.
Let me hold that for a second. Nope.
No.
I'm going to give you guys a tip, okay? If you're not from New York. If anybody asks you what shoe size you are, never tell them. Just run.
Just run.
You're getting robbed.
Yeah. Where'd you get that? Or if anybody asks you how much that is.
Yeah. Just run. Don't even. It could be anybody. It could be your mother. Doesn't matter. She's robbing you. Just run.
My boy has a great, because he used to take the bus to work in like a not so great neighborhood. He's an adult man, by the way.
Yeah.
His move always worked because it was very shady at that time in the morning. You know,
drop his pants.
He would just yell.
Spin a circle.
He would just yell, "What are you doing? I don't know you." And then all of a sudden, people would just start turning
like
around.
Like Bobby Hill?
You know?
I don't know you.
Yeah. And
that's
just
my purse.
He was like, I've done it like three times and it works.
I thought he was going to run out with that title. Or he was going to take it, knock him out, and then they were going to destroy that belt because, you know, the rumor is that Cody's getting a custom title.
Yeah. Well, you think it's going to be the neck two title?
The neck two title? Yeah. I think it's just going to be the neck tattoo. Just right dead center.
So... it was a little weird, right?
That moment. Well, the crowd said, "This is awkward."
Yeah, crowd. There was that the first "This is awkward" chant in wrestling?
I haven't heard it
right
before. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know, man. It looked like the Rock had a couple of too many Terramanas or whatever they're called before he came out.
he was that promo. I thought, listen, man, he is incredible. Yeah. I mean, he really is.
Absolutely.
It was awkward, that title exchange, but it kind of set the story that Rock's like, "I'm going to go back to my home planet now. I got to go for a little bit. You guys know the business." But he handed Cody something.
Yeah.
And he said, "Don't ever disappoint me again."
Something weird.
"Don't ever let me down again." What did he hand him?
A pair of dice or some shit.
Something
weird, you know? It just seemed like it seemed
gold,
like
Cougar hands, I don't know. Yeah.
It seemed like it was that small.
Yeah, it was tiny.
Where it could fit in the palm of his hand, right?
Could it be a coin? Is it a letter?
Was it a magic bean?
It was a magic bean. Yeah, he's going to grow a tree.
It was a little weird, but we're getting Rock Cody at some point this year, right?
Well, Dave was speculating last night that it's for WrestleMania. But listen, it could be. do people have the patience to wait another year for another Rock match? And then what, you're going to wait another year after that for Roman?
It's, I would say SummerSlam this year for Rock and Cody, but are we also somehow getting Cena Rock thrice in a lifetime?
Cena Rock thrice in a lifetime, possibly.
Are we getting Undertaker Rock?
Dude, people lost it for Taker. They lost it. I don't know. I'm curious if people are going to have the patience to wait.
Yeah.
Because that match is a money match. Listen, the story has been tremendous. And I think they did a better job at building that match than they did with Roman and Cody.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they really have been telling you the story of The Rock and Cody from day one of this.
So because of The Rock's position, does he even have to okay anything to show up?
I'm sure he does.
Like, if he wakes up one morning.
Yeah, I'm going to Raw.
And he's like, you know what? I'm going to book me on SmackDown.
even before he was in that position, I was always told, whatever Dwayne wants to do,
right,
we're here,
right.
Whatever. Here's Cody didn't park Rock's car properly, so he gave him the keys again. From Glassdoor Gamer, maybe it was like a little edible.
A little, there you go. Maybe whatever the Rock was on, maybe he gave that to Cody.
He gave that to Cody.
He's like,
he was warding throughout that promo. I thought it was great. I thought it was good. And then the show, really, after that, there weren't too many surprises after that moment.
I like the Ilya Dragunov
call-up. You know, well, are they call-ups? Do we know if they're call-ups?
I think Dragunov was more of a showcase.
It was a showcase.
Yeah.
He's great.
And they did announce the draft, though.
Yeah, the draft is coming back, so that's going to be. I'm curious who goes where now. Does Cody stay on Raw?
He's got it, right? Flagship show.
I don't know. Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, now MG, are you on the air or are you just talking to my ear? He's in my ear. Nobody can hear him.
I feel like he's wrong.
Do you know how maddening that is? He starts yelling and snarling at me. This is worse than having Vincent
in here. I could hear it.
You could hear it too,
right? I could also hear.
None of you can.
Cadillac Carson said, we can't hear.
Great. Thank God.
Great. Love it.
He's not allowed. Sean told me specifically. Do you know that?
Don't let that guy in.
Don't let that guy in. He cannot. That's why he's muted on my headset. I'm the only one. Rich and I could only hear him.
Great.
It's unbelievable.
Thanks. One day we'll introduce you to our producer, MG.
Yeah. Dragunov had a showcase with Shinsuke Nakamura.
That was fun.
You know, what do they do with Shinsuke now? It really seemed like they were actively kind of hinting at that Okada and him kind of having something if he came here, but it's not happening.
Well, you kind of have a little bit of a built-in thing with Nakamura and Cody, right? I think Gunter is going to start gunning for Cody.
I think that's the big match for him, right? It has to be, because that dude is so impressive. And you look at the display that he put on at WrestleMania. And by the way,
the last two Sammy's, WrestleManias.
Sammy was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. Right? What a guy you want to cheer for. You just want this guy to be successful.
Exactly.
And it's rare that you get a baby face like that.
And he said it himself that he needed the win.
He needed the win. Maybe Gunther. Gunther's a big thing. They're going to Germany. That's happening.
They're going to Scotland. They're going to Germany.
Yeah.
So that
France.
Yeah.
They're going to France May 4th.
I think so. The
my daughter's communion.
Yeah.
That's the day of the pay per view.
But you're going to have it on the screen, right?
I mean, yeah. They got the communion. Yeah. It's just going to be on the screen. We're not even going to have a band or anything.
So who comes for Damian Priest now?
That's a good question. He's a heel, right? But he's a cool heel.
I think they're crossing over, right?
I think
especially
with the R-Truth stuff is insane. Yeah. They got to do something. Judgment Day promo, like we said, we were talking about celebrating Damian Priest cashing in the briefcase and Rhea retaining. It was interrupted by R-Truth. He still thinks he's in Judgment Day, which led to a match. John Cena, R-Truth, and The Miz defeating Judgment Day. Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, and Dominic Mysterio. Mm-hmm. Cena came out at the very end. They were hinting that it was Little Jimmy. R-Truth is out of control, which is hysterical. It works really well. Cena shows up at the end, scores the win. It was great. And then they go into Liv Morgan throwing a chair at Rhea Ripley's head.
Yeah. It's wild.
As hard as possible. It was, that entire segment was so chaotic for me.
Yeah.
Where I had to rewind it because she throws it, Rhea's like crawling on the floor. Mm-hmm. Here comes Dominic. And then the camera just pans. Dominic pushes the camera to point the other way. And the cameraman just starts walking to the ring. In one shot, no cuts.
They've been doing that lately, which I really like.
I love that. You know? It looks so... I mean, listen, you're a photographer. You do video. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Isn't that unbelievable?
It's really cool that they're actually taking the time to do that on TV.
And it takes like, so wow little people. Effort.
Right. I think Liv's a great challenger for Rhea.
Yeah. Very well liked.
But again, like who... I think they're making Rhea into like... They're doing like a little bit of the Brock Lesnar with her.
With Rhea. Yeah, that she's this monster that you can, yeah.
So who's going to dethrone her? Is it going to get to the point where it ends up being Jade?
I don't know, dude, but you know what? That would be fantastic. That would make a lot of sense if you give Rhea a long title run.
Right.
Because she's so impressive.
Yes.
And first of all, what a transformation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And not in a bad way at all. Like, this is the evolution of that character has unfolded in front of us. Like every step of the way. She didn't just go from, you know, the smiling baby face blonde
right.
to whatever she's doing now. We saw the transition in her character, in her look, in her performance, which is so awesome to see on TV to play out like that. Instead of like this daunting night and day gimmick change. That's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a big gimmick change. It's going to be me.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to do that Seven gimmick that...
That Goldust did
in WCW. Isn't that daunting?
It's very daunting.
If I just got pale little by little every week, you wouldn't think that.
I don't want to say daunting. I want to say off-putting.
It was Uncle Fester.
Yeah, it was very off-putting.
What was more off-putting, that gimmick or Black Rain?
Ooh, both of them.
Remember Black Rain?
I remember Black Rain. Yeah.
That was scary.
Both of them. I'm a big old softy. I'm still waiting for Hugger Bailey to come back.
I think we'll see it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we'll see it. Quite possible.
You had Roxanne Perez defeating Indy Hartwell. Little Sheamus return vignette.
Yeah,
coming back. I wonder what they're gonna strap him with.
I don't know. They've done a ton with him, and he gets really hot and he gets cold, and it's so interesting to me.
Yeah, I think him wrestling those like WWE version of strong style matches works for him.
Yeah,
you know, where he's just clobbering people.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they're gonna saddle him with that loves to fight gimmick again.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Chad Gable, Sami Zayn defeated Imperium. This was interesting. So, afterwards, Sammy and Chad had a conversation. He's like, listen, I gave you your favor. You tagged with me. And Chad's like, what do you mean? No, you know what I want. And Sammy's like, I'm just joking with you next week in Montreal, me and you for the title. Great. Yeah. Awesome. Jade Cargill defeated Chelsea Green. Another display match for Jade.
Yeah.
So great. Impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Fatal 4-way to determine number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. Jey Uso defeated Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, and Bronson Reed. CM Punk appeared and grabbed McIntyre's leg before he could hit Jey Uso. They're continuing that Punk feud with Drew McIntyre. I guess what'll happen eventually is Drew will challenge for that title in Scotland. Does he win? And then goes on to Punk?
I like it. I think Punk screws him in Scotland.
You think Punk screws him in Scotland?
I think Punk screws him in Scotland.
Is that just what he's going to keep doing? Just costing him that title?
It's fun, man. What they're doing with McIntyre and him is really making me look forward to that Punk McIntyre match. And I never thought I'd ever say that.
Yeah.
But it really is.
Listen, guys, I know it's a lot of WWE today, but it's been a big WWE week. Normally, the show's going to be kind of split into categories of what's happening. We're going to do it that way. Now, I have a preview for Dynamite that has disappeared.
Uh-oh.
There it is. Now it's back.
There's stuff that's
now
happening.
Now it's back. I want to talk about this. Also, we're doing a Q&A. We're going to do a Q&A for the last 20 minutes of the show. So we got a couple of minutes here. We're wrapping up at around 11:30-ish. I have an interview with Vinny Pacifico coming up at noon that I'm pre-recording. That'll also be on the Fightful channel for Beyond the Bell. Hopefully every month we'll do one interview and we'll display an indie talent, a current talent, a main roster talent, AEW talent, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be doing these interviews, which, you know, we rarely do anymore. Remember how often we used to do these interviews, Rich?
Yeah, I think it's...
Every other week we had somebody.
I think after the the establishment of AEW, it's been a little tougher to get people because they're locked up in contracts.
Yeah.
And it depends on who it is.
We also only like to talk to each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would interview each other if we could.
We had Jake Roberts on, and he just sat there and listened to us talk to each other.
Yeah.
Rich, what's your favorite color?
He was like, this is great. With that terrible Jake Roberts.
Yeah, that's a terrible one.
Is that still out somewhere?
It is still out somewhere. Okay. Yeah, it's somewhere.
It's in the ether of the internet.
It's in the ether of the internet. Wednesday Dynamite, the Young Bucks are set to show the footage of the backstage All-In fight. This is in retaliation, allegedly, to the CM Punk interview. I'm going to say this.
Go for it.
I'm going to say this. This has to lead to an angle.
Yes.
This I don't believe this is just, hey, we're going to take a dump on this guy and then move on. I think this is going to lead into something with maybe whoever was around Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? My assumption.
Because people are losing their mind about this. Is this one of those things that kind of makes folks think it's real?
I think in a bad way, though. Mm-hmm. Here's it here in the chat, right? SkyTel Wrestling. $5.
Thank you.
It's obvious that the All-In tape is a way to reintroduce Perry. If the footage shows him reversing the choke, the Bucks should give him the red bag. Oh, my God, the red bag. I forgot about the red bag.
Yeah, I forgot about the red bag also.
I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say they shouldn't do this because I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Yeah.
Or I have a clue of what they're doing, and if it leads to something on their TV...
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, and I'm fine with it. But if this is just going to be, let's poo-poo on Punk because we're upset, I don't know how well that's going to play out.
Is this going to be the return of Jack Perry and then him consequently joining the Elite?
I don't know. Maybe. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, they're heels.
Yeah.
But you can't make the hottest angle about CM Punk in your promotion.
We got $2 from Ricardo Little Stinger since 88. $2. Hi, Zarian. Good morning, Rich. Glad to see you both.
Glad to see you, too.
Thank you. Glad to see you, too.
Glad to see you, too. All right, let's do this. Q&A time, boys and girls.
Guys,
submit your question in the chat. We will do our best to answer them. You want me to answer? You want Rich to answer? Just submit them in there, and we will get it up. Let's talk about Forbidden Door.
Let's do it.
I have some news regarding Forbidden Door.
Okay.
Is
this a scoop?
It is.
Scoop. All right.
Mike Johnson, PW Insider, had reported that AEW was running a pay-per-view in New York.
Okay.
And at the time, it was pretty clear to me and a lot of other people that they were going to run Arthur Ashe Stadium for Forbidden Door. That was 100% set to happen. It has now, a lot of things have changed within AEW. There's a lot of moving parts here. It is not happening at Arthur Ashe.
Uh-oh.
It is not. I have an idea where it is happening. I'll talk about it in a week or so when I can 100% confirm it. But it's not happening at Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Interesting.
There's a reason for it, too.
Okay.
That I cannot. Listen, I don't do that too often.
It's my fault?
It's your fault.
Oh.
You want to talk about what you did?
I was a bad boy.
Do you want to talk about it?
Can we?
How you, by mistake... You were, you know, poor Rich looking for the restroom. Somehow he ends up in the locker room and they think he works there.
Yeah.
Everybody thought that he worked there. He was getting tipped.
That was getting tipped. Oh, boy.
Didn't Chris Statlander tip you?
Yes.
For holding the door?
No, yeah. No. Can I tell the story or no?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't do it on purpose.
No, I didn't do it on purpose. It's been over a year. It's been a year and a half, too. So, usually Andrew dips out before the show would end. So if the show ends at 10:30, Andrew's on the 9 o'clock train, right? So I go to him, send me your QR code for your tickets.
Yeah.
I give me your seats. You know, he's got good seats. I had nosebleeds with my buddy Alex. Our buddy, I should say.
Yeah.
And we were drinking all day, me and Alex. And I was like, all right, I got Andrew's QR code. Let's go down. And then we get to like the section that Andrew was in. And I go, hey, listen, my buddy left. He gave me his tickets. Could I go down there? And the guy legitimately turned to me and goes, I don't care as long as you sit in a seat.
Yeah.
I was like, could I sit in those seats in the front row? And he's like, sure. So we sit in the front row behind the press barricade, right?
Yeah.
In a weird, without bloviating too much about this, we ended up sitting in the press area. We ended up sitting near ringside, by just me going, do you mind if I sit there? I'm afraid to leave because they messed up my press passes, right? Sort of true. So, you know, we're going back and forth. Finally, the security guard's like, hey, guys, just stick to the press area. Great. We're sitting there. We're sitting next to whatever rapper was BSing
whoever,
with
somebody.
Yeah. I forgot what his name was. And then at one point, I'm like, oh, dude, I got to pee. I don't think they're going to let me back in.
Yeah.
So I asked the guards, like, hey, listen, man, what do I do? And he's like, go backstage, talk to one of the security guards, tell him what you need, and then he'll walk you to the bathroom and walk you out.
Yeah.
Right? This dude walked me to the bathroom and left. So
you have no idea where you're going.
So now. I had no idea where I was because it's not like, oh, the bathroom's right there. It was like down a hallway, through a door, blah, blah, blah. At one point, like I hear a commotion and I hear people coming towards a door in the back and I open the door and it's Sting. But he's selling it backstage.
Yeah.
Like he's all effed up and he's like, thank you, brother. And I was like, you got it, Stinger. Carry on. And I'm like texting him and I'm texting Alex. I'm like, yo, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go.
I don't know what to do.
I got to figure this out. And I was just stumbling through the backstage area. Like, you know, it wasn't on purpose. I ended up talking to Sammy a little bit. Talking to Serena Deeb for a little bit. And I was like, all right, see you later. I got to get back to
work.
And
you got your camera on you, too.
Yeah, I was like, I got to get back to work. And I finally made my way out. We found our seats, and then we took off. It was great.
This is as good as at World's End, how you're like, I want to get closer to the ring.
And he just went down.
And he literally, not even exaggerating, I have the picture. I'll pull it up next week. Uh-huh. He walked to the ring.
Yeah.
And he did one of these to the security guard. He goes, and he like held his camera and the guy's like, okay, no problem. And he's like at the ring.
Yeah.
Taking photos.
I'm a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy.
A cute face.
Yeah. All right, guys. Any questions here? Let's do this. So Arthur Ashe Stadium not getting Forbidden Door. I'm positive Sean also has a piece of this. I'm gonna leave it to him to kind of break that part, but I do know of a possible venue. I'm not against that venue. It's not Madison Square Garden, by the way.
Okay.
All right.
A venue that you're not against.
Huh? A venue I'm not against.
And then by that definition, I know it's not Terminal 5.
It is not Terminal 5. And it is not, what else? It's not Brooklyn.
It's not
Barclays.
It's not Nassau Coliseum.
It's not, I don't mind Nassau.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind Nassau. I'm not saying it is Nassau.
Okay.
But I don't mind Nassau. No, Nassau Coliseum is not bad.
Okay.
I don't like Barclays. Terrible building.
Yeah.
Terrible. I'm spoiled. I go to the garden for everything.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you. Barclays is a great building. A terrible commute to get there.
I don't like the building.
From us?
No, I don't like the building. It's too steep, dude.
Oh, I love that.
Like, you go to the garden. Yeah. There's no bad seat at the garden.
Yeah.
Bob season tickets that we have.
Oh, forget it.
Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, that's top-notch first class right there.
Yeah, it is first class. All right.
We got a $1.99 from Joel Allison. More MG.
More MG.
Wow.
No, thank you.
JM Melagrito, 50. Hello. Why WWE hasn't announced the next WrestleMania location?
I think it's going to be Minneapolis, isn't it? Isn't that the rumor?
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Interesting. Yeah, right. I think they said something like that last week.
Yeah. I know they're actively bidding for it. Mm-hmm. You know, the revenue that this generates for, I think the New York City one, I got to find it. I'm sure Brandon Thurston has it or WrestleNomics has it. I think it generated nearly $300 million in revenue.
Wow.
So, you know, getting a WrestleMania, it is a big money generator.
Yeah.
Of course, the hotels, the dining, the this, the that. Look at Philadelphia.
Yeah. You know, it's we're selfish sometimes, and it's sad for us that they'll probably never do a WrestleMania in Madison Square Garden again.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to
MetLife.
Yeah.
What a disaster that is.
Yeah.
Everybody that I know, they made a big mistake. Listen, the only way to do it, okay? Mm. Only way to do MetLife. You rent a car. You don't drive. You have a driver. You don't even drive.
So
I'm adding such tremendous costs to this.
So bougie.
you get somebody to drive you.
Uh-huh.
They're waiting there.
And then you spin on
the car is on.
Yeah.
You leave before that main event ends.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you'll get out of that parking lot within 2 hours.
Maybe.
No. I mean, it's insane. It's a swamp land. There's nothing around it. You can't go anywhere. I can't wait till the World Cup, you know, happens at MetLife. You know why?
Why?
All those Europeans coming to New York.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's in New York. They're going to the swamp.
New York adjacent.
It's New York adjacent.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Let's see here. This is from Alex Kyrioglu.
Oh.
I think I said that right.
I don't think so.
You know what's sad? This guy's been sending us messages for the last few years, yeah. And I still can't pronounce his name.
He's in Athens.
Sorry, Alex. Good morning, guys. Greetings from Athens, Greece. Since WrestleMania is over, which matches you think should happen at Backlash next month? Awesome show thus far. You are my favorite duo. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We are a duo. Yeah. We're a package deal here.
Package deal.
What matches should happen? Cody versus who?
Ooh, Cody Gunther, for some reason.
You don't want to say that? Save that? Oh, you know what? It's in France. You could do it.
Backlash,
Cody Gunther.
Right?
Yeah, do Cody Gunther. Okay.
Drew Punk, you save for Scotland. Right?
You got to save. Well,
you save that for something.
Whenever he's fine.
Yeah.
Rhea Liv. Okay, that's another one. You could do that.
Jay versus somebody. Jay versus Drew?
Oh, no. It's going to be Jay versus... it's going to be Jay versus... Jay won the match, number one contendership.
That's right. Yeah,
him and Damian.
Yeah. What happens to the other guys in the bloodline? Is Roman going away for a little
bit? I think he should.
So what happens with Jimmy and Solo? Do we get Jacob Fatu? Do we get Tama Tonga?
I love
those.
They're
both signed, right?
I
the
love
extension
that.
Of love the bloodline. That. Let's see. Is Forbidden Door still in New York? Your silence is very telling.
I'll talk about it next week.
Ducey Rhodes, Forest Hill Stadium for Forbidden Door.
Dude, I would love that. But you know what a pain in the butt the ordinance are for that stadium?
Yeah.
Like, the concerts have to end early, you know?
Me, personally, I would love it at Citi Field.
Dude, I would, but, you know, it has to do with the Mets schedule. Yeah. You need X amount of days in order to do it.
I would love anything at Citi Field wrestling related. I feel like that would be fun. When was the last time they did wrestling in a ballpark?
Citi Field had that weird wrestling event. Remember that? Where,
that,
like, RVD and Goldberg and...
Was that the Jarrett promotion?
No,
it wasn't GCW.
I forgot what it was.
What was the name of Jarrett's promotion?
And I think they had, like, a good crowd.
Yeah. Goldberg showed up, right?
Goldberg showed up. RVD was there. weird match. We didn't go.
No, I think we found out about it like day of.
Yeah.
And somebody messages was like, hey, are you guys going to Citi Field today? Goldberg and Scott Steiner are going to be there. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
This is from Jeremy Crockett. Who could be Cody Rhodes' next opponent?
I think he has a nice list of people that it could be. Maybe it's going to be Solo. Maybe you could have Solo in him. Maybe you could have Jimmy in him. Maybe you could have... I think the Gunther match is going to be a good test for him. But this is a big telling problem for WWE. You know, they generally don't do a good job after WrestleMania of setting up your next big opponent.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like hit or miss. Like, Bryan Danielson, one of the greatest moments in that company's history with, you know, an underdog winning a title and overcoming the odds. Him and Kane. That went nowhere. I mean, obviously, he got hurt, too, but they never had a plan, really, beyond that. I think for Cody, it's a little bit different. This is a whole different era.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you foresee Cody holding that belt for a long time? Not as long as Roman.
No.
But at least...
Well, who could take it off of him?
Right, at this point.
Right? Like, at this point, who should and who could? You know, if you're teasing The Rock, right, you have to stay on a top tier.
Yeah.
On who takes that title off of you, if they do.
Right.
Maybe Cody holds it for a year. You know, maybe that's the story.
Yeah.
I think you could do that with that title and have the second, you know, the world title be that title that gets swapped back and forth.
Yeah.
Damian winning this title could drop it to Drew. Drew drops it to Punk. Then Punk gives it back to Drew. Drew gives it, you know, you could do a lot of that.
A little hot potato with that.
Yeah,
title.
You could do a hot potato.
I think Cody, at this point, he needs to be a multiple time champion in that company.
Cody.
Within the next 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what a great story, man. I love seeing... It brings me tremendous joy seeing somebody make a really risky move and a paying off.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He decided. He left that company. He went to WWE, and they really treated him like a real star.
Package deal.
Package deal,
Didn't really change anything.
No.
Right?
No.
Let's see here. This is from Hassan. Looks like I lost that question. What are your thoughts on Triple H's meltdown regarding the free agents?
What was a meltdown? Was it him saying that there's a reason, like, if you want to work a lighter schedule, then this isn't for you? Is that the line? I mean, listen, what is he going to say? I get it. I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure he's annoyed that certain people that didn't I don't think it was a meltdown. I think it's a very fair assessment. I think it's him saying, like, listen, you want to work one night a week. This isn't for you.
Right.
If that's your reason why you're not signing with us because you want a lighter schedule, listen, we grind here. I get that. It's also a little my brain is...
psychosis.
I'm in psychosis. Yeah.
Psychosis.
It's a little psychosis.
Yeah. But the grind now isn't the same grind it was 20 years ago, right? It's a little easier.
Listen, it's a lot easier because you have, you know, catering and certain things are paid for and you have people to answer your calls.
Better medical.
I mean, is it? Well, they don't get health insurance, right?
Right.
But they pay for, you know, you have the best of the best. Yeah, the punk example is the best of the best. That's what you get. You know, it's a very different company. And it's a traveling circus at the end of the day. It's a touring brand, while AEW is a TV brand.
I found it very fascinating that, like, I'm sure Cody went out and celebrated, and this guy was on a morning show the next day, like, bright and early.
Yeah. You know? Listen, that's part of the job, right?
Yeah.
You're the world champion. You gotta do all these things.
This is from Drew Nicholas. Great comment. Thank you. I just want to tell you both, this is a really full circle moment for me. I was in the chats back on the GFQ network, and I love you guys so much. It's an honor to now be a mod for your show on Fightful.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Drew. Really appreciate it. It's very sweet.
Drew's been with us for a very, very long time.
Good guy.
Very good guy.
Yeah.
And the transition of what we do has been tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how we started off in that little corner in this room with webcams.
Yep. And it's going to get nuttier.
And look at us. We're still in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the same thing.
Got a nice curtain, though.
You do have a nice curtain now. What is this? Joe Rogan experience?
It makes me feel like I'm in Twin Peaks.
Do you want to talk about reptilians and the Anunnaki now?
Sure. Should we save that for our show?
For
I just got yelled at by MG.
Our producer's keeping us in line. It's so hard, guys. Do you know how badly I want to talk about X-Men right now?
Oh, you have no idea.
I just want to talk about X-Men
all day, every day, and It's effing me up a little bit, to be honest, that it's Tuesday and not Friday right now.
I know. I don't know where we are.
I'm going to think it's Friday perpetually for the rest of the day now.
That's fine.
I'm going to do Friday shit. You're gonna on do a Friday. Tuesday.
That's it. Perfect.
Uh-oh. Let's see what we got here. Legends. Oh, Global Force Wrestling. Legends of Wrestling from City
that's
Field.
The one.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank
yep.
you. Let's see.
Guys, while we're getting this list compiled, do us a favor. Follow us on Twitter. We got about 5 minutes here on the show. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian. You can follow Rich. BTC Rich has nothing to do with Bitcoin, though.
I'm not a Bitcoin guy.
He's not a Bitcoin guy. He's not a guy that made a ton of money on Bitcoin. He's just BTC Rich.
I lost a lot of money on Bitcoin.
Did you?
I invested in some really wacky ones.
Do you know what did great for me?
Doge?
Doge.
You're a Doge boy.
I'm a Doge boy, dude. 0.4 cents.
You're a Doge boy.
Got my wife a brand new ring with that money. Wow. And a Tesla.
Very nice.
And then it's gone. That's it. You pay the taxes, you got nothing left. Yeah.
This is from Ilana Vasquez, or Liana. I can't read. I'm sorry. What do you anticipate your personal reaction will be to the Young Bucks segment tomorrow?
I think if they just show it and they just like, they're like, oh, look at this idiot. Look at this loser. It doesn't serve a purpose. But,
okay.
You know, if... You know what that's equivalent to? You know what it would be? If WWE put the footage out of Punk when Punk came to visit and then he left. Remember that?
Yes.
They're like, oh, they told him to leave. Yeah. Stuff. And WWE just puts out the video and they're like, oh, look at this loser getting kicked out of here, right? If that's what they did, it comes off so crappy. But if they're going to turn this into some high level angle with talent on the roster, then I could see it working.
You know what I think is going to happen? This
what?
Is me, okay? I feel like this is going to be a reintroduction to BTE.
They haven't been doing it.
Right. They stopped doing
Dark
it.
Dark Order's doing it now.
Right. They stopped doing
it.
I think this is going to be like a soft reintroduction to BTE. And listen, like, this is not a knock on them, but the Bucks have always done like that cringy kind of BTE humor.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be exactly that. You know, they haven't done anything like that in a while. You're going to get some kind of wacky footage of like... Josh Silver, like, stuffing his face full of a cake or nonsense, you know?
And John Silver.
John Silver. Long John Silver.
Long John Silver.
The restaurant.
Josh Silver, different kid. Different guy from Long Island. He lives in Valley Stream, Josh Silver.
Got it. Yeah. So I think it's going to be something akin to that. As far as my reaction goes, I don't know. Like, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch everything, right?
Yeah. All right. What else do we have?
Let's see. This is from Colt Mallet. Great name. Hashtag Ask Beyond the Bell. What do you guys think of Raw going to Twitter or YouTube during the transition to Netflix? Could that work?
I don't think so. I think you're going to expose your ass a little bit if you do that. Weird that they announced a January deal knowing that their deal expires before that.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. Maybe they'll extend it. I don't know. Maybe they'll stay on USA with an extension. Maybe they'll go to Peacock. I don't think they should. I don't think they should go. I don't know. I don't know what the right version of this is.
Yeah. You know what I think they do on that video? Sorry to go back.
Yeah.
I think they're going to show a different angle of the choke. Where it's like a stunt double that's obviously not CM Punk.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
A live reenactment?
Right. I think it's going to go fakey-fakey like that. You know?
Okay. You know what? Let's do the bet. You want to do a bet?
Yeah.
We'll do drink.
Sure.
Okay?
Let's do a drink.
I'll get you a drink next week after the show.
Great. Yes. Yeah. They're going to do like a Dark Side.
Like
of
a
ring
Dark Side. Now. That's what
to avoid legal trouble because
I was told by people at WBD that they are showing that video.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it was interesting, the conversation that I had about it.
But they're mired in like legality with all that stuff, right?
No, not that. I don't think so. I don't think there's anything with that.
Muffingate.
Yeah.
This is from Bob McGee. Great to hear you guys on Fightful. Am I wrong in guessing, since Andrew is reluctant to say, is the show in Canada or Mexico because of CMLL visa issues?
You know, Bob, when I was first told it's not happening, I assumed that was the reason, but that they're not going to Mexico or Canada.
Okay.
It's in the States.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't want to, it's not my story to break.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
All right.
That's
Fair
not
enough.
My story
That's
to break.
That's good.
I got the same info, but it's not my story to break. I also have not been able to confirm where I was told outside of that one person.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
You know, I'm sure you're going to get an answer within the next week or two. If not, then I'll talk about it.
Yeah. Christopher Reed with a comment. I want to see AEW concentrate on building their current talent and leave Punk the hell alone.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I listen, AEW has a lot going on right now.
Yes.
They have a TV deal that they're negotiating actively for. Mm. I do think that the Punk hit on AEW on Helwani's show really was partially to show that these guys aren't worthy of getting that deal.
You know, it's very interesting because, like, you can spin it as a hit piece, but he really only mentioned the Bucks and, like, the stuff with Tony.
When he spoke about talent, I was like, I don't care. Whatever. That's fine.
Okay.
Right? But when he turned around, he's like, Tony's a nice guy, but he's not a smart... Like, essentially saying he's not a business guy.
Okay.
And I'm like, that is not at all a real fair assessment of that guy.
Okay.
That is him... Listen, if you're Punk, you're annoyed. I get it.
Right.
Didn't go well at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Some may be his fault. A lot also on AEW's side. You got to be honest about it. It was mishandled. The whole thing was mishandled.
Mm-hmm.
But Punk's right. You know, people went to him and they said, hey, can you, according to him, Tony Schiavone went to him and said, hey, can you handle this? Now, is that true? Is that not? I don't know.
Right.
But if you're going to go based on what Punk said, I don't think active talent, that has already an issue with people should be in any position of leadership like that.
Right.
That could determine what goes on and what doesn't go on. You know, Punk saying we don't do that here. Right. That was always what you heard.
Right.
You know, who gave him that authority? If that was the case, then that was a big mistake. That's all.
And we'll never know.
And maybe
at some point we will.
I'm sure. But... I'm sure at some point somebody will record a video years from now and somebody will talk about it.
Wacky shoot videos.
Yeah.
Remember those old shoot videos, man, that you could buy the DVD for?
The RF videos and the Sean Oliver's kayfabe commentaries?
He was great.
Sean did a great job. He still does a good job with Kevin Nash.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you want to do two more or we're done?
Let's do two more and then we're done.
Okay. Let's see. This is from Alex Cosentino. Do you ever see WWE releasing Booker T? I feel he has a spot for life. What do you guys think?
I think a lot of those guys have a spot for life.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, they're legendary names. You put them out there. It does something for certain people, you know?
I think if you play nice and you let the company embrace you, but in the way that they want to embrace you, you'll have a gig for life. Dudley Boys are a great example.
They're always there.
Yeah. You know, they're always there. Even like RVD coming. Like, I thought RVD was under AEW contract.
No.
Right? No? Mm-mm. RVD showing up.
I think it's per appearance.
Is it? Dreamer. Yeah. They love those ECW guys, and I feel like WWE wants to keep them under their umbrella because every few years you get the weird rehash of ECW fellas.
Isn't that unbelievable that every couple years somehow it happens?
Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way, somewhere.
There are ECW reunion shows every year for WrestleMania. Shane Douglas is wrestling Spike Dudley somewhere.
Oh my God, that the card on this past weekend.
Oh, what was that? It was bonkers, right?
Yeah, like, but it was pretty much the entire roster of ECW. Like, Tajiri was there. The FBI was there. It was nuts. Shane Douglas was wrestling.
Yeah.
This is from Tommy Rich
wrestled on that show, yeah.
Hashtag Ask Matt Men. This is from Kurumita Riku. Did Fightful cancel you yet?
Not yet. We're still here.
It was originally supposed to be a 5-minute show from 10:30 to 10:35.
Yeah, it was like that speed show that WWE does.
But we made it. Brian Knight asked Beyond the Bell, should Jacob Fatu start with NXT?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think introductions for him and Tama right into the bloodline. Because with Roman gone, that creates a vacuum, right? Yeah. If he's gone for a while. So who steps up? Does Jimmy step up?
Someone has to.
Does Jimmy step up and say, I got my brother, my other brother's gone, Roman's gone, I need fresh blood?
I never liked that Jay split with them.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's temporary. You know it's temporary.
Yeah.
You know Jimmy's going to come back with that full-blown face turn.
I hope so. I like them together.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
This is from D. They clicked on it already. This is from D. Eddie. How different would the world be if Mabel had been the third man?
Oh, we'd be living in a whole new world. That would be amazing. I would have loved that.
Here's a good one.
Yeah.
Brad Smith. Question. Any news on Jamie Hayter coming back or Camille coming to AEW?
I don't have a time frame for Jamie. Sean might.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate timing for that injury because she was getting really hot. Her and Statlander both got really hot when they came. When at the time of their injuries, I hope they do it. Camille going to AEW, I heard the rumors. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have too much insight on Camille. Another great addition for that company.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, she's a great free agent. Mm-hmm. If they could grab her, it's just another piece to build that women's division, which has been a big focus for them.
Yes.
Are we done? Is that it?
Yeah.
The guys. One more. Our producer is saying one more.
Let's see.
What do you guys think of Julia signing, going over to NXT? I think that's going to be great for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Long-awaited announcement, I guess. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of knew she was heading there, but she's going to fulfill her commitments and then head over there. I think she's going to be a great addition.
Yeah.
Great wrestler, great look.
Yep. Very unique story, too.
Very unique story. They have something with her. I think going to NXT is fine.
Yeah.
It's not, again, I think they're going to, NXT's shifting a little bit here. It's not. Yeah. They realize that full-out developmental doesn't work on TV, especially national cable. And they're going to over the air, right?
Yeah.
So they got to have some really good established people there.
Yeah.
Maybe unknowns, like a Julia would be a great, like, I'm not saying a Ricky Starks, right? But if like a Ricky Starks went over there.
Yeah.
Or like a Hook. Hook would be a great addition to NXT.
Fantastic.
I'm just throwing a name. Yeah. I don't have any insight on that.
Throwing names out there.
Yeah.
I think if you want to play that roster swap game, I think like a Hook, an Action Andretti, a Ricky Starks would be perfect for NXT. Right?
Yeah.
Julia is going to be fantastic. I also think like, I don't know how you feel about this, but a part of my fandom feels like this new era of NXT is going to be the Shawn Michaels legacy.
Yeah.
You know, where he's putting so much time and effort into these newer guys, and it seems like he's putting a lot of love into it also.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great. All right, guys, that was our debut episode. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next Tuesday, 10:30 Eastern here on Fightful with another episode of Beyond the Bell. If you enjoy what we're doing, you could catch us again on Friday with Matt Men on the Matt Men YouTube channel. Doing that for 12 years. We're going to do that. I also have another show with Garrett Gonzalez this afternoon at 4 p.m. But these are one-hour shows. One-hour-ish.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. One-hour-ish. I got another show I'm going to record right after this in about 20 minutes with Vinny Pacifico. That'll be coming up on the Fightful channel as well later today. And that's it for us, guys. We'll see y'all next time on Beyond the Bell.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.